This is Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Lester Graham. A Michigan musician from Melvindale near Detroit is being recognized for his contribution to Tejano music. Stateside producer Mercedes Mejia has that story.
His name is Martin Huron Solis Jr., and he's the first Michigan resident to be inducted into the Tejano Roots Hall of Fame Museum in Alice, Texas. Solis was born in San Antonio in 1929 and tells me he began playing the guitar at age 6.
Well, we were migrant workers and we didn't have a job, and my dad decided we should come to Michigan, and that's why I got here. That must have been in 1948, I think, or something like that. I remember the trip, and there was 9 of us at the time. Total, my mother had 12 children, and we arrived in Coleman, Michigan, near Bay City.
At the heart of Tejano music are the accordion, vocals, and bajo sexto, a wide-neck 12-string guitar used to create tenor and bass rhythms. Solis is a bajo sexto player and singer.
It's an instrument that's kind of hard to play because of the strength you got to put behind the strings.
Now in his late 80s, Solis is being recognized for bringing the Tex-Mex music style to the Detroit area in the mid-1950s through the year 2000. Unfortunately, the Solis family doesn't have much saved of their father and his band Los Primos, except for a few old recordings like this one. Solis tells me about those very first years playing in San Antonio as a child.
I always liked to sing and play guitar, and I worked with a man, Mr. Johnson. We played for tips and he played for beer. So I just knew a couple of chords on the guitar, and he played the violin, and I followed him. At the time, we played all kinds of music. I mean, he played Mexican music on the violin, and he played hillbilly music. That's how we got along.
And he reminisces about his friendship with the famous accordion player and singer Flaco Jimenez.
Everybody in San Antonio knows Flaco Jimenez, and so do I. In the bar, we were sitting and got into a conversation about age. He told me that I should never stop singing. He said I had a God-given talent. So coming from a big guy like him, but I never did look too much about recording, you know. I just like to sing. Vagando paso la vida, no más recorriendo el mundo. Si quieren que se los diga, yo soy un alma sin dueño. A mí no me falta nada. Pa mí, la vida es un sueño. I formed my own group here in Michigan called Los Primos. My cousin Willie played saxophone and I sang. Me and Willie were together all the time. We were cousins. I had a big repertoire of songs. At that time, I had to hire an accordion player. There was a musician here that called Manuel Rivera, and we were good, real good friends too. And we started out singing in bars in downtown Detroit, and we were playing for whatever they give us, tips. There was no steady place, but we were real popular. Anywhere we went, they wanted to hear me sing.
For his accomplishment of being the first Michigan resident to be inducted into the Tex-Mex Hall of Fame, the city of Melvindale this week proclaimed Wednesday, January 17th, Martin Huron Solis Jr. Day. And State Representative Kara Clemente issued a tribute from the state of Michigan to him as well.
I think it's a big thing that happened to me in my life, but it just is not soaked in. It's like a dream.
For Stateside, I'm Mercedes Mejia.